What's really cool is that she's now a Colorado musician. She's somebody who really identifies. I think she was born in Utah and grew up in Alaska, but has a Western perspective. And now she's hanging her hat in Colorado. And as such, we get to hang out with her, I think.
Yes.
There she is.
Hey, Jewel.
Hi, Jewel. Looks like your mic is still muted.
It's okay. We're going to get some Jewel here.
There we go.
Hey, look at that. You got a really cool hat on today.
I literally hang my hat in Colorado.
Yeah, you do. Well, thanks for joining us.
What side of the mountains are you on, Jewel?
I'm down near Telluride.
Oh, beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. That's a beautiful part of the state.
It is. I'm a mountain girl, and being from Alaska, finding a place that was visually arresting to me was really hard.
Yeah.
And I took a motorcycle trip. I have a BMW 650 GS, and I rode it from Texas up to Canada and was just wandering through the Rockies and stumbled on Telluride on a sunny day. And my heart sang. I fell in love. It's so beautiful.
Yeah. My wife stumbled on Telluride in 1973 and moved there, lived there for 15 years.
Good spot.
Yeah, it was an amazing spot. And of course, the Telluride Festival is such an iconic event.
Yeah. And like you guys say, these music festivals keep these towns going, and we don't know what we're going to be doing. And as you guys also so, you know, articulately mentioned, the crew of all of us, musicians, there's no job security. They live gig to gig, job to job, paycheck to paycheck, with extraordinary, you know, times being gone and away from their families. So this is really crippling to an industry that a lot of people don't quite even know exists, all those people that help make all this run.
Yeah, and they also don't know that it's a lot of really unique skill sets that have been developed over, you know, years and years to really become excellent. You know, these crew members are hard to find, and you got to keep them when you find them.
Yeah, it's an unusual. There's nowhere to go to school to learn to sell merch or to learn to be a guitar tech or to learn to be a drum tech. And every musician is so particular about how we want our guitars set up or our drums set up. And the road's a weird place. You know, you have to have a certain personality and be able to handle and maintain being gone a lot and being traveling a lot and getting along with each other in close spaces. So it really is a special, really unique, really individualized person for support.
When you go to restaurants, when you're on the road, do you pretty much know what your bandmates are going to order when you get there?
We know way too much about each other. Yeah. We know.
You could order for each other, probably.
We know things we just shouldn't know about each other. It's like a marriage to a lot of people out there.
And two on restaurants. Oh, I'm sorry, Brett. Go ahead.
I'm glad that you're checking in from Telluride, because I think it's worth mentioning that we're representing all of Colorado today. I mean, the Denver, Boulder area are really integral to music around the world. But there's so much great music that comes from Telluride. You alluded to the festivals, and I know that the Telluride Jazz Festival, they still plan on moving forward, but that isn't until August. But what about everything up until then? You mentioned the Bluegrass Festival, Nick. These are such important festivals, and these musicians will not be appearing at these festivals this year.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Festivals all over, and we're all scrambling, all scratching our heads. Obviously, safety is the number one thing, and we really can't go out into large groups until we understand that it's safe. But the arts are what make this town and so many towns across Colorado so special. You know, I think of Crested Butte and all the festivals there. Many of these towns depend on these beautiful gatherings and people coming together. So helping people, supporting one another right now is really critical.
And well, Jewel, we're thrilled that you're here. I was wondering if we could maybe hear some Jewel music.
Yeah, you know, I thought I'd play. I was so inspired by the Lumineers. I want to thank the Lumineers for having me on and reaching out. Loved hearing a new song. What a treat that is. I thought I'd play you guys a couple new songs myself. Wonderful. Debut a couple for you. This is, I helped produce a movie on youth homelessness, and it's called Lost in America. And right now, I mean, can you imagine being through this time with nowhere to quarantine, nowhere to go to feel like you're safe and to be isolated? So I sort of wrote this about overcoming those times. I had a year of being homeless myself. And I really see this pandemic as threefold. There's the virus, there's the economic fallout, and there's a mental health fallout. Suicides typically nearly double during a recession, and that's never been in a time like this where there was a pandemic and this type of isolation on top of it. I know our suicide hotlines are up 300%. The more we can talk to people about our anxiety and help give each other hope with things like this. I think the more important it is now more than ever. So this is to give a little bit of hope. This is a new song called No More Tears.
Heartbreak is like the weather ravaging my soul, but I know it moves on. And storms are followed by the most beautiful blue skies. I will keep carrying on. They say God only gives you what you're strong enough to handle. Well, I must be pretty goddamn strong. 'Cause the will to survive is acknowledging I am alive and I will keep carrying on. You see, love is a mystery and I still see it shine and face. There are no more sad songs, just blue skies, and there are no more. Lord knows you can't lose all of the time, so dry those pretty eyes. Lift that proud face, 'cause I still see a beautiful place there for you now. You see love is a mystery and I still see it shine. There are no more sad songs, just blue skies, and no more tears to cry. As long as there's a child's laughter, as long as there's a starry sky, as long as there's a beating in my chest, there's a willingness to try. As long as I see poetry in ordinary things, you know I will see love shining face. There are no more sad songs, just blue skies. There are no more tears, sweetheart. There are no more tears. There are no more tears to cry.
And that is a new song called No More Tears. I just put that one out. It's really a pleasure to be here. You know, I moved to Boulder. I was just remembering, moved to Boulder years ago, back when I graduated high school in the very early 90s, 92 or something like that. I was living with a roommate. I was working in a little vintage shop. I remember not having enough money for food we were just scraping by. And I was down in my, I had no more money and I was walking down the Pearl Street promenade and there was a homeless guy. And he was begging for money and I was really stressed. And I looked at him and he goes, can you spare some money? And I looked at him and I went, I was frustrated and scared. And I was like, I don't have any. And he goes, here. And he reached into his pocket and he gave me $5. It was one of the sweetest things. I'll never forget that. Colorado has just been a great place for me. I'm really proud of all the musicians that come from here. There's just a tremendous amount of talent from Colorado. And the food scene is incredible, so really an honor to be a part of this. I just wanted to do one more song for you guys. This is about the power of gratitude. I have a mental health website. It's a free website. It's a nonprofit. Anybody can go to it if you're struggling with anxiety or you wanted to learn how to meditate or maybe just learn some new habits to help you kind of rewire your brain. It's called jewelneverbroken.com. It's a free mental health resource. And this song's about the power of gratitude. I learned that there's only two basic states of being. There's dilated and contracted. And every thought, feeling, or action leads you to one of those two states. So the quickest hack out of anxiety is to feel, for me, I found profoundly grateful. And I remember the first time I got this to work, I was on a street. I ended up homeless in San Diego because I wouldn't have sex with the boss. And I started living in my car, and my car got stolen. And I started having a lot of panic attacks. And I remember the first time I was able to ward off a panic attack by using gratitude. And my whole body was going like this, contracted. And I became profoundly grateful for one simple thing. It was the sun coming through this palm tree. It was beautiful. And it cast this beautiful shadow on me. And I just became profoundly grateful, and my whole system dilated. And it turns out there's a lot of science behind that. Your whole vascular system dilates, your neurotransmitters change, your blood pressure drops in an instant. Our bodies are listening to this, to us. And in this time of so much anxiety, so many people are struggling because this is an anxious and uncertain time for all of us, for our economic reasons, for our health, for our loved ones. That I hope this song is a little bit of soothing medicine. This is another brand new song called Grateful. It's out now too. Whenever things wrong, when I can't find my song, when darkness is all I see, that is a remedy. It's all the little things that make the world go round. It's all the little things that are most powerful. There's no politician, no scout to die. No one can take the love from my heart, and the sun gonna shine in this heart of mine. The sun gonna shine in this heart of mine. The sun gonna shine. 'Cause I can always be grateful. When the loudest sound is your own life crashing down, and when your friends they don't come around, there's one true thing I found: is all the little things, the bells that ring, the green grass, birds that sing. I'm gonna choose the bright side to see, and no one can take that from me, 'cause the sun gonna shine in this heart of mine. The sun gonna shine in this heart of mine. The sun gonna shine. Ooh, it's true. 'Cause I can always be grateful. Do, 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 do. So bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on now. Bring it on, 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 bring it on now. I'm singing on, singing on, singing on, I'm singing on now. I'm singing on, I'm singing on, singing on. Is the sun gonna shine in this heart of mine? The sun gonna shine in this heart of mine. The sun gonna shine. Ooh, it's true. 'Cause I can always be grateful.